that put that together, and they won't bother having a constitutional crisis. They'll bring in the viceroy right there. The governors will
maybe,
the states.
They can do that. They can do that. But see, you have to watch really close because everybody's worried about this quote, quote, midterms. But the way they're all barking this stuff off, you ain't going to make it to no goddamn midterm. You ain't going to make it that far. Ain't going to be no time for it. It's a good thought. It's a, you know, it's a good mint, but it ain't going to be worth all that. And it's now, everybody listens. Now, we're not saying y'all didn't listen because you did. But it's hard to take what we've been saying for some time now, a step like this. Hey, Eugene.
That's right, I'm Eugene now, yes?
It's very, very, very hard to swallow the words we've been saying all along to say, okay, so this is going to happen really, Ion? Really? When is this going to happen? Well, anytime. Well, okay. Oh, okay, okay. Okay, wait now. So all this is now coming all together kind of like a perfect storm. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what else for the perfect storm? La Paloma Loma.
Yeah.
In about 1 second, and about when those tunnels, when all that extra magma fills those things and that pressure can't go anywhere else, you understand this gets to be unfathomable, which is what Revelation
says. One thing after another.
Well, actually now it's going to be one thing all at the same damn time. That's the rub. It's building to a crescendo, which otherwise, if you had a little along, you might be able to sort of ferret it out. Maybe. Maybe. And I hope Bob likes goddamn radishes, because he's going to be a lot of fucking radishes. I'll guarantee you that.
Now, so you're basically saying within months, things are going to get dire.
Or less.
A failed constitutional convention, whoever's left in the state legislatures are the only ones left to do anything.
They have no power. They don't. They can't even fund the government. You see, they've done away with the Federal Reserve. They have no Federal Reserve. They have nothing.
Okay.
Nothing they can run to.
So it falls down to the state.
Not Sarah, just Sarah. Which means everybody's debt to forgive them because your money's no good. Okay, now we're even. Or before. Yeah. If you could get off the midterms, you could change some things. Meaning, if the Republicans get everything, they could really get to work and straighten stuff out. But if you got snow that burns and you got rain that melts your asphalt and you got your building falling down, and you got the 1,000 foot of water heading towards the East Coast and California. Fuck California. California's been long gone. We didn't care. They shouldn't even charge them property taxes no more. It ain't fair.
And no electricity. And if you have 5G, it's going to kill you.
If you got graphene, if your pump's full of graphene oxide. Yeah. Not everybody is. A lot are.
So, Ion, so those people coming to us, that's part of what Trump has been doing.
What people?
The ones that came to GW.
That's part of what, and a little bit more.
A little bit more to happen.
Well, it has happened, but you don't know that yet.
Right. So the people know what's going on, largely around Trump in some way. They know our role.
And our biscuits, all of them.
Yeah.
Big fluffy biscuits.
Yeah.
With maple syrup or some sorghum syrup.
Oh, my God, living water and bread. Oh.
Uh-huh. We told you. How many times did we play Ralph Stanley, one drop of water?
What are you groaning about?
The narrative fits very well.
Starving people, Bob. Bread and water.
Yeah, what about
That's
it?
All they need.
Finish your fucking sentence. Don't just say the noun. Give me the verb and the object.
You'll be distributing the living water and the bread of life.
Well, do you think we got that much? We have not
fishes
made that
and
much
loaves, Bob. Fishes and loaves.
Yep, yep. Jesus created the fishes and loaves.
Food
for Moses and people out in the desert, Bob. Gosh, you know you're going to free us, and Clinton, don't you complain then. Don't you even think about complaining then about being out in the desert. It's so hot. Where are you taking it?
You're missing the fucking joke, Gene. Clinton's getting religion. Look at him. He's looking. He says, "This kind of makes sense," he says. And he says it. And he says, "Screaming, this is a loaves, Bob. This is a loaves. Give me a miracle, Bob."
William Irwin Thompson was right. You mean Thompson was right? Oh, my God. No, it can't be. It's not possible. Thompson can't be right. We're doomed. We're doomed. We're doomed.
Okay, so
well, who cares if Thompson was right? He didn't predict the living water and bread of life. Now
you don't need your goddamn opinion. So stick with the essentials, Gene, which is Ian's laid up this thing.
Essentials, Bob. Sorry, I apologize.
That was fucking stupid. You apologize. That was stupid, old person.
So sorry. So very sorry.
Yeah. You will be. So we can see a kind of perfect storm scenario. And when that thing, the chaos butterfly, or when the thing tips, the tipping point, these events you're talking about, Ian, happens real fast, 5 days.
We say they've already tipped.
Okay.
But we say, we promised you to your goddamn birthday, and it's past. We promised you to your goddamn birthday, and it's past.
So, well, what did you promise me? What did you promise me?
That this would be held together. That this would be held together. Now it's caveat emptor.
Great. Fire beware.
Will this be a contagion all around the world once it happens in the U.S.? So
What kind of contagion do you mean, Skip? A fucking virus? What are you saying?
No. The problem. The supply chain. Yes. Because it's a global... It's a global, Skip, it's a global village.
Yes, Skip, I'm in the middle of nowhere, and already on our shelves, essentials are disappearing. Things from China are no longer available. And, for example, here, liquid gas is going to go up by 250% over the next month or so. So we're feeling
it almost has. And LP is like $5 a gallon, which is ridiculous. I mean, that's like unbelievable. I mean, it's like stupid. It normally would be 75 cents. So it's unbelievable.
So the So the political contagion, too, once it happens in the U.S. with the Constitutional Convention, will other countries then follow with whatever?
It depends. It depends on the people. See, these rules and regulations, some economies like there to be rules so that nobody robs you. And if they do, they kill you, they get killed or whatever their rules are. But once that all breaks down, everybody responds on their own. So it becomes very feudal. But say New Zealand has a different setup than say Australia, and or Bangkok. Or, Malaysia. They're different. And so they're going to respond how they respond. Meaning, we'll see how tore up they are. In China, they may just line up and do what they're supposed to do and don't say nothing. Because if the Uyghurs take over, it's not going to be pretty for Xi Jinping. I promise you that. But that's another conversation. We need Duffy bag for that. But yes, it's going to spread. But in about a second, if it's not the 33rd parallel, it's not going to really matter, really. But you can hunker down and you can probably make it. You can. But it's late.
If all debts are forgiven because money is worthless, then wouldn't it be in the best interest of people to go out now on their credit card, say, and stock up on everything they need?
they kind of already have, darling. And see, that's the problem. With this, the last straw, the final straw, the thing that imploded this entire thing, and Trump was involved in this too, was when they started giving out trillions and trillions of dollars. You've diluted the money down to something, so everybody's got all the money in the world, and it doesn't make any difference how much money you got. They don't have any to sell. So, yes, of course, you should stock up on what you can. We remember our joke about the puffs and making them babies eat the puffs? We were making fun of Bob about the puffs and that your babies would have to make sure you kept puffs in stock. You remember that?
Yeah.
That you can feed babies. Well, that's now is the time that that'd be really necessary.
But what about the people that have huge debts, you know, billion-dollar properties? But
Evergreen. Look at the Evergreen in China. China is now bank insolvent, and they took all the banks down with them when they went. The largest real estate in the thing in the world, including all a bunch of different countries, they've just said, "I'm sorry, we can't pay. Fuck you. Love you. Bye."
So people will keep their billion-dollar properties. Their debts will be forgiven.
Till they fall off, till they fall away, till there's no power going to them, till the roof falls in. See? There's no municipality. We're for Sarah and we're for just Sarah. We're for that. We had no problem with that. But the issue of that goes, the way that goes, is those are all things that are going to be resorted. Everything will become a lodial title. Now, that's not maybe not true in your world, but in the United States, everything will be handled by a lodial title. That means if you owe $1 billion and you get forgiven, those people that own those don't really own them. They're a corporation. They don't own the title. A man doesn't go buy a sky. Donald Trump doesn't own Trump Tower, personally. It's in a corporation. And if the corporation falls and fails, then it's got to be in a lodial title. So then that's when we said, pick you a mansion and go move in, because there'll be so many dead, you can just move into the Hamptons and get a nice, big, pretty one.
Okay, so
what is an allodial title? How do you define that?
Eugene will tell you.
Ion, everything you've been saying is very related.
No, Gene, wait a minute. Gene, define it. You don't know. Allodial title means that you could just possess any place.
No, it means it's not on any roll. It's not on any tax roll. Say if you owned a church and you had a church status, your church building would have an allodial title. So you don't pay income tax or property taxes on your church. Well, everything will become an allodial title, which is what it used to be.
And you don't pay taxes, but will you be able to just walk into some place? Yes, you said you will be able to.
Yes, you certainly will.
And there won't be any titles there. But the people who are still involved in the title world will have a lodial title, which means you don't pay taxes. That's all.
Correct. And, the way they used to have it before there, okay, Susanna did it. It's in the chat, Bob. You can look it up. Susanna did it.
I'm not going to read that. What did you want to say, Clinton?
I wanted to ask Ion that about how everything he's saying is addressed to chemical-bodied people, but, apparently, the rich people want to move everyone into the metaverse.
That's great.
Bullshit ownership.
Beautiful.
This bullshit heaven of ownership of digital properties, which are totally controlled by the court. So what is the chemical-bodied state of the people who don't have one, who move into the metaverse?
It won't matter because the electromagnetic pulse, when you lose the magnetivity, the electromagnetic field, that won't matter. The metaverse, it's like Neo's world.
You're saying they'll be dropped very rudely into the chemical body, and then they'll be surrounded by savages they haven't been associated with because they never met their neighbors before.
Correct. Yes. And then
EMP will do that.
Well, and then they'll say, Mildred, who is that hollering out in the yard saying, bring out your dead, bring out your dead?
Monty Python.
Yeah. Right.
Ion, I want to follow up on the lodial title. Aren't you saying that there won't be any paperwork? Because there won't be any processing?
Yes, there will. Wait a minute. There was a time that when there was no property tax, okay? And you put rocks on you had a land stake. and you put rocks on the corner of where your land was, and that's mine. I'm going to defend it, goddammit. Step on it, and I'll show you. That's mine. Well, they did a piece of paper, not a warranty deed, not a title of opinion. They gave a deed.
Okay.
And if you had an allodial deed, which was a title, in the feudal world, that's all you had was title, that's what you're going to go back to.
So Trump has prepared the situation for himself to be viceroy as much as he could?
Okay. As long as it is aligned within the convention of states, the answer is yes. That's correct.
Has he got a force that knows what he's trying to do and they're going to try to stop him? Has he got a force? Or is that inevitable?
Well, you all spill the beans. So, I mean,
everything is. Gene, look up.
Everything is what?
A disturbance, a problem, a contrast, a reactive. Yeah. Gene, look up. This is not for now. This is for tomorrow. Wait, it is tomorrow. It's already tomorrow. look up Viceroy and do the details on Viceroy, and we'll discuss it tomorrow night. Well, tonight,
okay.
Tomorrow night, whatever that is. But you want to go, there is a specific reason that Trump's going to be the viceroy. And you got to find out what the difference between a duchy and a viceroy is. We have Trump.
He was originally called Vicar Roy.
That's right.
Yep.
And then the vicar was in the vicary.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
Okay. Viceroy. Look up Viceroy. No. Look up Viceroy. And there's a specific, why couldn't he just be the chairman? Why couldn't he just be God or a king? King Trump. You know, kings, why couldn't he just be the king? They don't do that. It's a Viceroy. It's different.
Vice King.
Basically, yes. Basically. But look that up, because there's parameters that go with it. It's normally Wilhelm, the Germans could tell you more about it. But look at that position, because those rules are what Trump's wanting to go by. It doesn't put him as the heavy, but yet he's bringing in the sheets, bringing in the sheaves. He's going to make America great again, or now he's going to save America. Fuck being great. He's just going to try to save it if we can. This is a mess, and every bit of this is J.R. Bob Dobbs' goddamn fault. He did every bit of this. All this destruction and death and disdain and dismemberment. Your little buddy sitting right up there is responsible for every minute of it. And let him open his goddamn mouth and see what he says next, and then it falls. Carolyn was just joking when she said there'll be no more antibiotics. Go try to buy some now. Try to buy an antibiotic now.
I've got a couple of expired bottles in my medicine cabinet. I'm good.
Save them. You're going to save them. You can sell them for beer. You can swap them for beer.
Hey, there we go.
Hey.
Okay, so, Leon, there's already discussions going on. Trump has state legislators in place.
Be careful.
In both
houses. Be careful. You're talking smart. Don't do that. Don't be too smart. Smart's good, but don't be too smart. Yes, he does, but don't be too smart.
And the election stuff is just a front distraction, just so they can talk about it now.
Well, I don't know. You'll have to check the YouTube channel where this is being distributed live for everybody to have access to and see what they think before we do that.
Ian, how many people are listening around the world watching this?
Let's see. Rhymes with too goddamn many.
Too goddamn many are watching this.
A single house.
Hey, Ion.
Yes, darling.
Hey, Ion. Hey, Abbott had said a little while back that he invited the container ships to come to the port of Houston and that there's trucks ready to be loaded. Did anyone do that?
Darling. Darling, darling. Do you know what's happening? Those trucks are for the Patriots. The Patriots are going to stock. Their houses are going to be full. Their barns are going to be full. And their people that are united amongst themselves, they're not going to want for a thing. But if you're waiting for that paste picante sauce that comes from New York City, you can forget about that. You can forget about
that. Why did you tell me that I didn't have time to get a generator?
Because you don't have fuel to put in it. That's why.
Yeah, but I could have had time to buy the fuel as well.
Yeah.
I still do.
You may.
See, that's what everybody's going to start thinking in about a week or two. Okay.
Right. Get on it, Gene. Jeez.
Just be aware.
No, don't worry about me. But, yeah.
Now, Gene's going to be all right. Because, see, here's the thing. Everybody in this thing, they've heard it. Hunker down, hunker down. Well, shit, feller, hunker down. It's hunker down. So you're almost sick of it. You're like, God damn, Ian, I'm not dead yet. Shut up already. Say, fuck, this is enough. How much gloom, despair, and agony can you put on me today? No, be aware. If you're aware, in the time of trouble, that's when you need sustaining. So now, that's the reason we said it might become something to consider. This crazy thing called ascension might be something to consider.
Yeah. One more question, though, Ian. So then you basically said in a private session, and Bob said, Linda, listen to this. You said we didn't need any guns because the aliens were going to get us anyway. So.
Okay. Okay.
What's up with that?
Those words are great. And if you don't have a gun, you'll feel better about it. But if you've got a gun, you're not going to get rid of it just because we said you don't need one, are you?
No.
Yeah, so it becomes a polity issue. You know, it's like I said, whatever you do, it softens us a little bit. This is going to get ugly. Y'all got people that y'all care for. We don't want to say love, but or fuck. Maybe it's people you fuck. Maybe that's what we do. They're not going to make it. It's going to be bad. And you're going to be sad.
Yeah.
Cry me a fucking river. Get on with it. Don't look.
Get out of the city. Get out of the city.
Yeah. Or well, turn or burn. It's going to be all right. But you see what's happening, bitching. But this is a tiny digression, tiny one. But bitching Biden goes to New York City, and he wants every city in the United States of America to be just like New York City. And he's budgeting his money to take the guns, to take this, to do that. And that's where all the damn crime is. You ain't got no trouble. You ain't got no trouble. You got no trouble in Macon, Georgia. Now, they'll kill a nigga in Atlanta now. They will whoop a nigga in Atlanta. But Macon, Georgia ain't got no trouble. It's 50 miles away. Ain't no trouble. That's the thing. It's the concentration. Because it magnifies the lack. Okay? Now, here's another sidebar. The fentanyl was a problem. Because people are smart enough to leave something like that alone. Okay, you're not going to wake up one day and say, God damn, I think I need to try some meth. I ain't tried no meth. I need some meth. I never met nobody.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Wait on me. You need the fucking meth.
So the rub and the fun thing becomes, in the United States of America, the fentanyl, which is the synthetic kind, there's enough to kill everybody on the planet 4 or 5 times in Texas today.
Another sidebar is when the supply chain breaks down, people can't get their pharmaceuticals or their tobacco or their alcohol. They're going to go through emotional rage unseen.
Yeah.
You know, that's
what that we call it. We call it the zombie apocalypse. Yeah. You get somebody dope sick. You get somebody dope sick and put them on the street, you'll think zombie. They'll bite your head off. Just see if you got any 90 proof in your blood.
Hey, Clinton. Clinton.
Hey. Yo, what's up, Jacob?
Hey, man. Hey, what's the best part of being a meth head?
The clinking of the glass.
Only two sleeps till Christmas. That was good. That's pretty good. That's good.
Jacob's got a haircut.
What do you want for Christmas, Jacob?
I don't know, man. My two front teeth, I don't know. Whatever.
It was a meth head, I mean.
I wasn't. I heard that joke from a meth head, though. I've never been a meth head, but yeah, a meth head told me that joke. It was great.
It was fucking sick. I like it.
Oh, my God.
So, Ian, you said the sequence as far as you can go.
Yeah. Can somebody save this YouTube chat?
Yeah. Of course I can.
Save it. All of it.
Did someone make the screen view change?
They've changed it to the YouTube. They flipped it to YouTube.
Oh, look at that. People are talking on YouTube chat? What the fuck? You losers, join the Zoom. What the fuck's wrong with you? You'd rather talk on YouTube no one's paying attention to? Okay.
Who's Stephen Podeshi, Steve? Steve Reimer?
He's the president of America.
Who's Stephen Podeshi, Steve Reimer?
Look on the chat, Bob. I just dropped in a link, but look on the...
I'm looking at the...
Zoom chat.
I'm not sure, Bob.
Okay. So people directory, 192. We haven't...
Trying to think. Was there a Steve in California? It might be him.
Look at the chat. Read it.
Fulton County, well, Georgia. Attorney Fanny Willis is asking for the FBI to find security for the building with staff one day after former President Donald Trump called prosecutors and best in him racist. Trump also said his supporters should hold, quote, the biggest protest we ever had in a city like Atlanta.
Again, his name was in the comments if he showed up on the search. That page only showed up in the search because he was in the comments, not because he was in the body of the article.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm still looking, but doesn't that say that...
He's probably watching us right now on YouTube.
Who's watching us, Steve?
If Steven, who I was corresponding with on YouTube, is still watching us, then he could identify himself in the chat if he wants. If he's called, he knows the show. He referenced Ion and seems to know some details, so probably the easiest way.
You mean Zoom?
We should all play Private Eye on the outskirts.
This is being broadcast on YouTube, so we should just check the YouTube chat, right?
That's too easy. That lacks, you know, fascination.
Resist the urge.
That's goddamn logical.
Well, I can't get back to...
Too easy.
Bob, put us back into Zoom.
Zoom, baba dee ba da ba.
Okay, so, should we play another recording?
Oh, yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you? What?
We knew what's wrong. You guys aren't saying anything to Ion.
We're digesting. We're digesting all that Ion said.
Right.
We need to find out.
We're ready for that Ion 15 minutes of croaking now.
Bob, Michael, Ion, hey, guys, Bob, I was good. You muted me like an hour and a half ago. I didn't say a word for like an hour and a half. I have a question about the truckers. I just want to ask this question, and it ties back into some other stuff, but I know the obvious reason why
they are the, why are the truckers the ones that are doing this? Part of it is that they control a valuable resource. But they're not the only faction of society that controls a valuable resource. So of all the different, it's not professors or doctors or it's not, you know, it's
right.
Why?
Let me finish.
Hold on a second, dude.
Yeah.
So is that in part because they are less educated, that they feel more easily that they can see around some of the nonsense of the culture?
Okay, Jacob. He's going to answer, Jacob.
Bad question.
Jacob, they're mobile.
Answer, Clinton.
Wait. That's a great question. Because you got to watch the powers that be. Where did Biden go? Biden was pumping tons of money into what? The railroads. He's trying to save the Amtrak and fix this and fix that. But guess what a patriot would do? 11 cross ties off of an I-beam and the train hits the dirt. Remember we said, hey, Gene, how many times have we said we'd make a freight train take a dirt road?
Plenty.
Well, when the truckers stop moving and they lay everything back, the only other thing you have cross country is flying it in the air, and you ain't gonna have no TSA, and you ain't gonna have who are the people that, the people who take care of the tower?
Air traffic controllers.
We don't even know what they are. But air traffic controllers are not going to work if they're not going to get paid. So you're not going to fly it. And if the rails go down in two places, that's an acetylene torch in 8 cross ties. And we do.
The truckers are the last resort.
They're the ones left standing.
Hey, the truckers are left standing, Ion? Is that what you're saying?
I don't understand the word.
You're saying their medium dies, but the truckers are what's left.
Well, no, let's say it this way. Everybody's nervous about the Rothschilds, and everybody's worried about George Soros. Them goddamn Peterbilt owners is the ones that's the most powerful motherfuckers in this country.
the Peterbilt owners? What are the Peterbilt owners?
That's a truck, Freightliner, and Peterbilt. They own the truck. They're more powerful than fucking George Soros.
They're the ground. Okay. They're the ground of the software world.
They're the ground. That's exactly right.
Of the hardware world.
Doesn't matter how fast it is. Doesn't matter. You can send emails, terse emails, till you're blue in the face, and it ain't going to make no difference. And what's Amazon going to do? That's why they're all leaving. That's why they're checking out. They saying bye. See y'all.
Amazon recently publicly worried that they would run out of workers in their depots. Like, literally, they're going to burn out the entire human race, would get hired, and then would quit in disgust at the working conditions. And the planet would be exhausted of workers to work in their warehouses. Literally.
Okay,
planet was hired by Amazon quit in disgust. That's where Amazon's at right now with their job retention.
That's
gonna
cool.
Run out of people on the planet to work in their fucking warehouses.
Then they would have to be, purely the people. Then if they have to hire people who have already quit,
yeah,
surely they have to give them a better deal or something, right?
Eventually, but they're not going to wait until that's forced on them, I guess. First, they're going to hire the whole planet.
Okay, back to the infrastructure.
Ion, shut up. Ion.
Yeah.
Biden couldn't give the money to trucks. They rejected him.
That's correct.
The railroad. Yes.
That's correct.
But the other guy, the truckers accepted his money.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's why he's in charge.
You get that, people? Because the truckers, the ground, it rejected Biden.
But what about the fuel supply chain breakdown? Won't that affect the truckers?
It can, except for how much they've already stopped. See, when they get on the TikTok and on the CB, they know what's going on, and they don't talk their shit, and they don't run around with their stuff. They know what they're doing, and they know how they've been planning for years. They have their 4,000-gallon tank in their farm in the ground already full. With the
and telephone. They have their own communication system. That CB yeah. is their own. Nothing.
And then plus shortwave. And
yeah.
See, that's why
don't shut that down.
That's why the monoliths are important. And yes, goddammit, everybody, we said monolith. You even know
that's
how to spell
why
it. Monolith. Fuck you. We said
important.
It. We said it. All right. Good.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh. Bert wants to be here.
Where's Bert?
He's not. I just thought of Bert. Bert's not here.
Probably wow. crashed out. But make sure he gets the recording. Well, Hell, it'll all be, if you listen to this whole show, it'll be over by the time you have enough time.
I know, oh my God. See, that's the thing. Who cares about shooting people in the face at this point? Who cares about defunding the police? It's not going to make
exactly.
a difference.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. And then y'all talking about Amazon. If the people ain't getting paid by Amazon, they're not going to work. And if people ain't got no money, how they going to pay Amazon?
How
Evan
many
Ray left too early.
Left.
Evan Ray left actually. Too early. She missed the punchline.
That's the whole point. The whole point is
she's
Amazon's
here.
The cheapest.
She's here.
So how
she's
are they going to pay Amazon? They can't pay Amazon's competitors. Amazon's the best price on the block, right?
Amazon can't get products.
They can't get products, and they can't get paid for the products they got. See the supply chain problem?
How many paychecks in the United States are left to be issued, Ion? For everybody?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it's the wrong way. You're going to run the inflation so high. Okay, let's do it. We're doing this all wrong. Have you ever heard of a very prosperous and thriving country called Venezuela?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. You go get you a Kodak, and you go snap some pictures of Venezuela, and then you can then bring it right back here. Did y'all not see the commercials in other countries? You can look it on your computer right here, where they go, like, say, go to China or go to Germany and stuff and play the question. They're taking up money for the Help American Fund because America's falling, and they're saying, can't you spare some change? You know, it's like the Cripple Cheering Fund. Can you help give some money to help poor Americans? They've been real good for us. They've been real good to us. They've been real good to us. So let's give something back to help the little children, the little orphans in the United States of America. They do that. You can go do that right now.
Okay, Ion, as the things collapse, Amazon goes down. I don't know if Zuckerberg goes down, but...
Zuckerberg? Really, he's not going to have a business.
Yeah, right. Okay, now listen. So these companies go down. I'm in charge. They're not coming back. So Biden's a pauper. I mean, what's his name? Bezos.
Hunter.
He's a pauper. Oh.
He's talking about Jeff Bezos. That's right.
Yeah.
He's already stepping down. He's already said, I don't want her. You can have her. Mm-hmm. She's too fat for me.
But
right.
That bridge is still getting dismantled.
What bridge?
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos
the
has
Hollywood
a yacht. He's forcing
he had to have a bridge,
Denmark
a
or
bridge
Norway. Yeah.
To get it.
Denmark or Norway or some fucking country's got to disassemble their national landmark bridge because his super yacht won't fit beneath it. So they're literally got a bridge across a river that they're disassembling so that he can sail his fucking super yacht through it.
Yeah, Clinton, these major companies will not be rebuilt. And I'll be sitting there with the fucking answer.
Hey.
Do you want to know what I have to say? Okay, let's wrap up this fucking thing with what the answer I have. I got all the power.
Okay, Bob.
Yeah, happy birthday, Bob. No, listen, Clinton. But no, really, they're going to come begging. Ian has hinted this with me for 10 years. They're going to all come begging, I see, because they're not going to get back, because we're going to create a new structure.
That includes a new medicine. So, yes, the universities will not come back. I can see how that all collapses and does not come back, because we'll be in charge, because we got everything. So that's a big insight.
Y'all better save them fingernails. That's all we got to say.
Yeah,
and toenails, right?
And toenails.
I never realized. Lockdown Bob rules that Bob's birthday never ends. My birthday from here on in. I'll be the only guy with a birthday.
Allison.
Look at Clinton.
Yes.
Aren't you thrilled beyond words that you know what you were supposed to do and did it? Isn't that very wonderful and refreshing? That you don't have to worry, because obedience is better than sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
What?
Thank you.
So the companies that we've been recommending to invest, they've got, what is that, foot in the door? They've already been selected. Yeah.
Seems that way. Except,
can I just clear up one thing? I got all loopy.
We're going to have to blow up DWAC. It's about to piss us off. It should be 60, 85. Fucked up. It's ridiculous.
DWAC.
I believe in sacrifice. We got to sacrifice. We've got to surrender something today for the future. We've got to do something today. We've got to sacrifice for today. In the future.
Let all the Canadians should start the sacrifice. We agree. Absolutely. We support that 100%. Sacrifice is better than obedience. Go ahead,
okay.
Eugene.
One more question. Just one more to clean it up, because I got a little loopy and read too fast, and I was absolutely sure I had found Joe Padeshi, the most important person that was aligned with Trump. And so is Joe Padeshi or anybody else that has posted on YouTube tonight significant to these next steps and Trump's strategy?
Oh, well, you said that's right. You said the right word, strategy. You had both sides. You have lurkers who are running with that information like a bat out of hell. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You have the other side that's now setting that those become marching orders. Because, see, we could have just left it ambivalent and let it go and no big deal. But no, J.R. Bob Dobbs' goddamn balls wanted blow by blow by blow, detail by detail, line upon line, precept on precept, and the degree of which would happen first and or simultaneously. So... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but
I pushed it through.
I pushed it through. We got here. You guys went.
Where
are
we?
It's the new Revelation series.
Yeah. What do you mean, where are we here? We're here with Lockdown Bob Bull, fully comprehended.
Michael, you're reverbing. I got to mute you. You're reverbing.
That was kind of like Preacher, the series on AMC Preacher, when the fellow would, Jesse would holler and it would reverb like that. It sounded like it was coming from God. It was pretty good. Pretty good. Well, what y'all go watch on Netflix this week?
Ryan, could I just ask one thing?
Yes, Susanna, you can ask whatever you want, darling.
Hi, Skip. I was wondering.
Skip, I thought you were Susanna. Okay,
Sorry, during the Civil War that you're talking about, will the jabbed turn against the unjabbed? Will there be...
No. Most of the jabbed will be recently departed. Most of the jabbed will die, so don't worry about those. There might be a little skirmish, because if it becomes a, I didn't get jabbed, because, see, nobody should know that. And if you've not been vaccinated... Don't tell anybody. Don't tell them, because there's no reason for them to know. And if you need to pretend you're dead, fall over and let slobber fall out of your mouth or something, if you need to, that's okay, too. It won't matter, because it's none of their business, and there's no way they can know, you see. So what we're saying is, Skip, there might be that the an altercation but it won't be like a big thing because they're not going to live long enough to matter. And that's already beginning. I mean, that's, Bob's been counting the numbers. It's not been enough dead. He jumped on us pretty bad that we'd let y'all down the primrose path to destruction.
The global concentration camp. A global Auschwitz.
But it's catching up. It's catching up now. What is it we tell Eugene? You're laughing now, but you'll be crying before you go to bed. No. It's a hoot, Nanny.
Bob, you've been saying, I don't know, the last couple paydays, I don't know, very recently you've been saying, I decided, I'm doing it, I decided now.
Yeah.
Ion ain't in charge anymore, I decided.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. And the rest of it is, and that's what makes it crazy, because we have no choice but to make what he fucking says come true. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I didn't need the OA movement. I didn't have to do the OA movement.
Well,
there
of
it
course
is.
Not.
There it is. No, he doesn't have to get back because he's not going anywhere. He's safe. Safe in the arms of Jesus.
Okay, he's not going anywhere, but we don't know where he is. So
true.
That's really fifth not gate, saying anything.
Fifth gate, two doors down. Fifth gate, two doors down. That's easy.
Yeah. You know, I saw in the afternoon, someone flashed on, was putting a movie on. They put on Greaser's Palace. I recommend you look at that because it begins with the, I guess, a sheriff. He's sitting at a cabin in a rusty, dusty, stupid town down south, and the locals are lined up, and they walk up, each one by one. There it is, that movie. And he's coming towards them on a horse while these guys are walking up. Maybe you could put it right in there.
But you gotta share your sound, though, please. Good job.
I bring you a message.
Yes.
Exactly 6 miles north of Skag Mountain in the Valley of Pain, there lives an evil devil monster. His name is Bingo Gas Station Motel Cheeseburger with a side of aircraft noise, and you'll be Gary, Indiana. And he loves to hurt people. The last time I saw Bingo Gas Station Motel Cheeseburger with a side of aircraft noise and you'll be Gary, Indiana, he told me what he wants to do. He wants to come down here and kill each and every one of you. But I said to him, Bingo, wait a minute. And the reason I said that is because I believe in you people. I believe you can do the job. I believe you can help each other. I believe you can make this world a better place to live in. That's it.
That's it. Right.
Michael, just tell us whether there is a life after death or not.
Who did that? Did you do that, James?
Yeah.
Who found that? Very good timing. Go to the very beginning and show what's going on before he showed up. The people are lining up. And sort of seeing what the sheriff has decided about them. Let's watch that beginning.
It's only just got him riding up to the horse. I'll play it, but it's not got the preamble.
Oh, it's no footage. They kept that secret.
Yeah.
Well, what he does, he just sits there, and you don't know why he's making decisions, but he shoots most of them. So he's the guy killing them, sort of. And
right.
That's the movie I recommended to Prince Charles in my memo of June 4th, 1990. I talked about...
You wrote a memo to Prince Charles? You wrote a memo to Prince Charles? No. And we got one, while he's pulling that up, Bob, we got one more little bit of business we got to take care of. Eugene.
I love that name, eh? And you'll end up being Gary, Indiana.
What was your point in bringing that up, Bob, that movie?
Well, no, I saw it earlier tonight. I said, wow, that's one of my favorite movies, and I haven't seen the flash of it in decades. So then I thought about the beginning of it. I was going to tell you about the beginning, and then on comes the movie. James puts it on. And the guy talks about the shooting, some guy coming down and shooting people. That explains the opening scene where the guy is already there shooting people. And nobody, everybody lines up. They can't escape. They just, okay, go meet my fate. Meet my maker.
And he, so is this, are you trying to make a parallel to the current situation?
No, it's about me. I just realized it's about me.
Of course.
Thank goodness. If it's about Bob, we got a chance. If it wasn't about Bob, I don't know what we'd do.
but I had just explained about me and my my impulses to get rid of people, and then all of a sudden I think of the opening of the Greaser's Palace, and then James puts the scene on, and it's the guy, the prophet, the showbiz prophet, that guy, he comes on and states the main point about why the guy comes down from the mountain and kills people. So it was actually...
Okay, Eugene, we got one more little bit of business to do before the zombie apocalypse. Let's see, you have been you had all day long. Let's go see that bathtub.
And that's the end. Is anybody there?
Yeah, very good. Very good, thank you. Thanks for doing that.
Sure, and no, it was mixed, but it was a pleasure to hear that again. I was going to say it was a pleasure, but I don't know if that's the right word, Bob.
All participants are now unmuted.
So, trying to unmute everybody.
All participants are now unmuted.
The hills.
All participants are now unmuted.
I don't know why it won't.
Maybe refresh.
Are we here?
Here comes Evelyn. Evan's question. Evan, the eternal fucking questioner. Okay, what are your questions?
Well, you know, how is it not? How is it that there shouldn't be a run on guns by everybody, like on this call? How could it be if you don't have one? Don't worry about it. If you're ascended in a god, but you know, actually, what my question is, Bob, what's next for under your rule? What you asked for the timeline from Ion? What is your timeline? When do we get Cold Fusion? How's it coming out? Or you know,
it begins with
that?
The aliens. Look, the aliens are coming to wipe you out. They're the guys from the Valley of Pain. Okay, they're coming to kill every one of you. Okay, and
okay.
They have no problems. But for some reason, you know, the Church Subgenius predicted that I would intervene with the Axis, and 2/3 of the world who didn't pay their $30 to the Church Subgenius, they'll all die, and 1/3 are subgeniuses. If they paid up, they survive. And what's interesting is the scenario is they survive, but they don't stay here. They get on the vehicles of the sex goddesses. Right? And the promise of Jared Abdallah Subgenius to get on the sex guidance vehicles, the Axis, the UFOs, and they have all these virgins.
Hold it, Bob. Why are you...
Listen, are you
Bob,
listening?
You know, you...
They're virgins for themselves, okay? And that's what Ion end up telling us that we're going to the Andromeda Galaxy. The Book of the Subgenius had it more precise than anybody else what was going to happen.
So you're holding bingo off.
Okay. So the aliens comes, Evan, and I somehow get them to say, okay, we'll take all the damaged bullshit because the volcanoes all blew up below the 33rd parallel. And you guys that you represent, Bob, can have around the 33rd parallel and a bit north. But, okay, so I don't know how many are going to get on the Earth because it's going to turn into a rocket ship or some part of it. If it all turns into a rocket ship, then what the hell are we waiting for? The thing is, the aliens, they want a part of the Earth, so that's going to become, that means they're on the rocket, because Ion says they're going to guide us through the sun. We need them to help us get to the Andromeda Galaxy. So it's a bit confusing about how the Earth turns into a rocket. Well, what happens to the damaged part of the Earth? Is that a damaged part of the rocket? So Ion hasn't clarified that. So anyways, the people that remain here, and how can they remain in the Earth if it's turned into a rocket? So Ian's not complete on that. So anyways, the people who stay here, they get the cold fusion. They have a nice, it's like in the Bible, after Jesus' second coming, they have 1,000 years of peace. That's what happens. And then there's a second judgment after that, according to Herbert Armstrong. So we, so the cold fusion in that, Evan, will be for those that aren't going.
Okay. And all of the entities, aliens that are in the Earth, the ones that are in the Yarmulke continent.
Yeah, what are they?
See,
there's a bunch of new questions there, Evan. Ask Ion if he's there. What about the million years? The Anunnaki aliens have been there for millions of years. Are they going to handle the Earth? Are they like going to survive the damaged Earth? But the big question is, if the Earth turns into a rocket, then this 33rd parallel is not relevant. So ask Ion.
But you know what's strange is that Ion
ask
makes
Ion,
all of
Evan,
your words.
Ask Ion, Evan. Don't batter your mind. Ask Ion. That's where we're at. We're at the point where that question has to be answered. Not any other stupid ideas you got. Ask Ion what's going to happen.
Well, Ion, you make Bob's words right, but he goes to you to define what Bob is going to do. And so because we
will you shut up? Will you ask? Ask a simple question, Evan.
I just have the context.
No, we don't need. We got the fucking context.
So, Ion, the good news of Bob's reign. What comes after the fallout of the zombie?
That ain't the fucking question. How is the Earth going to turn into a fucking rocket? And how? What's left over? That's the question, Evan. If you fucking don't get it, someone else ask it.
I will
Evan.
Okay. I'll ask it. Just one second. Ion, Bob would like to know, and I would, and everybody else, how is the Earth going to turn into a rocket, and who is going to navigate it through the sun?
No, okay. How is the Earth going to turn into a fucking rocket,
and
then somebody's living underneath the 33rd parallel?
Okay. And, okay, hi, Ion. Question. if the Earth is to turn into a rocket, how is the Earth going to turn into a rocket? And for all the aliens that are within the Earth itself, in the Earth, and within the Yarmulke continent, are they going with the Earth? And who's going to navigate through the sun? Jeez, that's a lot of shit. But.
Okay, when the pole slips, as the poles are flipping, the core slows down. That drops the electromagnetic field. Right? Once that happens, then you have, it's basically like a dead rock. But it still has a life. It's just dead. Nothing, you know, you have no gravity. That's a new place. You have no gravity. But once that happens, then you can steer or drive the Earth as a ship. And then if everything above the 33rd parallel, that'll be like where the first class seat in the plane, 33rd is going to be first class living. There'll be stuff on the
I get what you're saying. So it doesn't turn it doesn't turn into a shape of a rocket, but the dead rock is like a rocket that you can steer.
Yeah, once the core stops spinning, then you could.
Yeah.
And Bob has somebody already arranged to do the driving. He won't drive himself because Bob doesn't drive. He aims. So he won't. It won't be Bob, but he'll be in charge of it, per se.
Ion, what would be the propulsion for a dead rock?
Oh, that's easy. Suction. When you're out of orbit, you'll be pulled into the Death Star, into the sun.
And so basically,
wait a minute, Evan, hold on, Evan. So, Ion, the aliens, the new aliens that are going to help us go through the sun, will they help create the rocket to get out of orbit so it's positioned to be sucked into the sun? Do they move it with their ships? Do they move it? Move the Earth?
We'll see. Well, they won't have to. It'll be pulled. See what it wants. Okay. Once it goes, once it goes, what is it they talk about in the House of Representatives?